From scratch.
Welcome to the first From Scratch of 2018. Nigel, Happy New Year.
Martin, Happy New Year to you. So let me just introduce myself. I'm Nigel Payne, and I'm talking to the very well-known, famous, in fact,
Martin Cousins. Yes.
Indeed.
So there we were, casting our eyes across all the latest trends and things to look out for in 2018, and there are a lot of them. You know, not wanting to jump on a bandwagon, but jumping on a bandwagon, we thought we'd have a quick think about the year ahead, but we're not going to talk about AI. So, Nigel, we've got 2018 ahead of us. What should we be thinking about or attending to?
You know, the big thing for me, in the light of all sorts of new technologies, bright ideas, and all sorts of things that everyone is being urged to do in L&D, what I would really like is to see more scholarly approaches, more research and evidence-based approaches to the job. In other words, not just leap ahead because someone said it was a good idea in Wired magazine or because some pundit thinks it's great. I really would like to see more measured, more research-based, more thoughtful approaches in 2017. And I think that kind of thing will pay off huge dividends because we're kind of in a rising hype cycle and it's always dangerous. And when people start leaping ahead without a second thought apart from to me too, it's worrying. What about you?
Well, I had a couple of things, and they're sort of related to that. Firstly, I think putting the focus on listening to the needs of people in the organisation, and that has been said before, but I think more than ever, a real understanding of what is going on in the business and the challenges that people face. Really, really going out, you know, proactively going and asking good questions and really understanding what is going on for people. And then taking that away and putting that at the heart of whatever it is you're designing or, you know, having to help develop and enable better performance based on those conversations and based on that listening.
I totally agree. I get that completely. I think it's about active listening, acquiring the habit of active listening, and being people who go about the business and about the world actively listening, being curious, identifying what the real issues are, not jumping to conclusions because they read it or because someone tells them one thing. So coupled with a more research approach, a much more thoughtful listening demeanor to really try to understand. And, you know, Jeff Bezos talked about it, that the six levels of why. You don't just ask why, you ask why did that happen and why did that cause that to happen and what caused that to happen. You need to go down level by level. And sometimes L&D can be very superficial in its reactions. So I kind of agree with you. What else, Martin?
And I think my final point on that is a manifestation of that is that lots of learning programs or courses or even resources are designed, and then there's the question of how to market it to the people in the organization. And actually, if there is far more focus on understanding the real need, as soon as you start to design for that, you find that there is far less need at the end of the process to have to sell anything, because you have the needs of the people you're doing it for woven into the process. So that would be an example of that. And my final thing would be kind of a focus on sense making and knowledge and understanding. So I think in the world of fake news, misinformation, and the abundance of information, in the context of rising hype that you mentioned earlier, we need to be able to sift through information and make sense of it so that we best decisions. And I think that, you know, is particularly the case around technology. Less concerned about the new shiny. There's lots of excitement, there's loads of pace around technological development, and it's not for a learning professional to be left behind, but it is for a learning professional to be on top of it and to be able to make good decisions based on finding out what things really mean. Yeah, it's about attending to information and giving yourself the time to really watch, listen, and read data and information, and use some critical thinking to make better decisions based on what you're consuming. And that takes time. And I think it's a challenge, but it's something that everyone has to grapple with, and I think has to prioritize, especially in the year ahead, is to make time to read and stay up to speed and on top of everything that's going on around you so you can make good decisions.
I get that. I hope that every single person starts to read books, read one book a month at least during this year, and it needn't necessarily be specialist L&D books. Just stoke your own curiosity. And the other one thing I would like to add, and that is, don't talk about learning programs, talk about learning. Programs may be the way, but they may not be. It may be to create fantastic experiences. It may be to expose people to things that they would never have seen, to take them to places that challenge their understanding and their assumptions. So learning is multifaceted, and it isn't just about programs. And I think this may well be the year when programs get pushed slightly to the side in order to bring to the fore lots of other learning opportunities and embed them really well in the work, in the experience of work. That would be my key things for this year. Key things. I think everything we've said is very important. And it shows, I think, overall, just to sum up very quickly, what it's implying is a kind of maturing L&D operation with more thoughtful, inquiring, curious individuals, not rushing to a solution, but listening hard and asking the right questions to come up with something that works for the organization, be it a program, be it an experience, be it something that they wouldn't have thought of previously.
Sounds good. So, 2018, here we come. Thanks, Nigel.
Bring it on. That's what I say, Martin. Thank you very much. From scratch.